I remember it like it was yesterday, early October 1958. I'm in grade school at Whitman Elementary School in Tacoma, Washington. My teacher, Mrs. Myrie, is a huge baseball fan. That afternoon, it's the first game of the 58 World Series between the Milwaukee Braves and the New York Yankees. A black and white TV is wheeled into the room and our class will spend the rest of the afternoon watching the game.
Milwaukee and all of Wisconsin are on the move. Every wheel that can turn seems to be rolling toward County Stadium. It's World Series time, and their baseball heroes, the Milwaukee Braves, are matched the second consecutive year against the New York Yankees for the baseball championship of the world.
And there, on a grainy black-and-white TV picture, my baseball hero in Yankee pinstripes, shortstop Tony Kubek, the Milwaukee boy who made good in the major leagues.
My father played professional baseball with the old Milwaukee Brewers in the 20s and 30s, played against a lot of good guys. In fact, one time the New York Yankees came through on an off day, played in Old Borchard Field, which has been torn down since then, and Ruth and Gehrig played on that team. So my dad's got some pictures in a scrapbook my mother kept. So it was in the blood.
There's a roar from the crowd. Braves take the field. Spahn takes his final warm-up. Hank Bauer steps to the plate. And the 1958 World Series is on.
1958 marked Kubek's second year with the Yankees. He came to the big club as a 19-year-old teenager the year before, playing for manager Casey Stengel.
As he tells the story, he said, we were playing the Phillies, I believe, in spring training, and apparently I made a decent catch. So he said, this kid can play. I think maybe more so during a World Series, especially the first year we played in my hometown in 1957, the first World Series game I was in. And I remember going to the bathroom, and I heard somebody throwing up in the stall next to me. And I walked out, and it was Mickey. And I said, sir, I call him. I said, I call him Mr. Mantle, actually. He said, don't call me. I call me Mick. And I said, okay. He said, don't be nervous. He said, I'm so nervous, and this has been about my fifth or sixth World Series. So they made you feel at home, and that was kind of good.
After his playing days, Kubek was never really very far from his baseball roots. There were his many years on national television with the Game of the Week for NBC.
So although they are the favorites, obviously, maybe four, maybe five teams in the Eastern Division could win 90 games or more. It's going to be tough all the way.
In Canada, he called games for the Toronto Blue Jays and finally closed out his broadcasting career working Yankees games. In between, the pull of family, his beloved wife, Margaret, and the North Woods kept returning him home to Wisconsin. It's been 46 summers that the Kubek family has called a lake north of Eagle River their summer North Woods residence. The roots in the north for Tony that run as deep as his memories are for those players so long ago. Their names are never very far from his thoughts. There's Hank and Gil, Mickey, Elston, Yogi, Whitey, Bobby, Moose, and all the rest. We remember them as the Yankees. Tony and wife Margaret just call them the team. And now, in the autumn of his life, as another fall classic gets underway this evening, number 10 of the New York Yankees, my boyhood baseball hero, can look back on a life well-lived on the field and off.
Oh, it's been terrific. And, you know, we still, a lot of things that I like to do, I can't do anymore. You get a little old and you get a few aches and pains and so forth, but I can still observe and see and still have friends up here and still get to see this enchanting paradise that we have up here. And I think it's a wonderful place.
For WXPR News, I'm Dave Daniels reporting.